Hello, and welcome to another edition of your weekly devotional. As usual, I am your host, DK Obi. Today, I will be discussing with us what I'll call wheat versus tares, wheat versus tares. I am reading from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, and from verse 24. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, 'Sir, do you not sow good seed in your field? How then does this have tares?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The servant said to him, 'Do you want us to go and gather them up?' But he said, 'No, so that while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat unto my barn.'" Jesus here is teaching us a lesson which we must take heed to. The whole crux of this story is the real versus the counterfeit. You may not appreciate his illustration here until you understand the difference between wheat and tares. We know wheat as a plant that is used to produce things like flour and pasta and all those things. Now there's a plant that looks exactly like wheat, and it's called tares, T-A-R-E-S. They look exactly like wheat, they grow exactly like wheat, but the difference is the produce. In fact, you may never be able to tell the difference until the time of harvest. And Jesus is leveraging on this illustration. What is he saying to us today? Not everyone who professes to be a Christian actually belongs to God. Not everyone who is in our midst and identifies with us is actually of us. Now, the Bible says we should test all spirits, whether they be of God. The Bible also talks about false prophets, false teachers, false apostles. These ones, Jesus says, you shall know them by their fruit. This is a different category from what he's teaching here. There are false prophets and false teachers who can be identified. However, from what he's saying here, there's a category of people who we will never ever be able to detect until the day of his return. We must note some things from this parable. This man planted good seed in the field, and this man from the parable represents God. He planted good seed. Another thing we can see here is that he recognizes that it's the enemy that has planted the tares. So this category of people are not of God, they are of Satan. Satan has planted them in our midst. And why does he plant them in our midst? Tares usually strangle or hamper, prohibit the growth of wheat. Tares are a weed that, you know, causes so much congestion and affects the health of the plants. Jesus is saying that Satan has planted the tares in our midst to corrupt us, to render us less effective as we're supposed to be. The tares are a corruption. I don't know how he does it because it seems very paradoxical. On one hand, it's difficult to detect them. On the other hand, they cause a lot of harm. And Jesus is saying here that these ones will not be revealed until the day of his return. That's what he told his servants. The servant of the man asked, and the man said, no, do not separate them now. Do not separate them from each other now. Wait till the day of the harvest, where the real wheat will be sifted out and kept in the barn, whereas those that are tares will be cast into the fire. My brother, my sister, these are the times of deception. There are those in our midst who are actually not part of us. Therefore, we need to rely on the Holy Spirit, on the leading of the Holy Spirit. We need to view people from the perspective of the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 19 to 20. Henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Though we knew Christ according to the flesh, yet henceforth now know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He says we shouldn't identify people based on fleshly standards, based on outward appearance, but by inward witness of the Spirit. He says we should test all spirits. But however, from what Jesus is illustrating here, there are those who will, in quote, tick all the boxes, but there will just be something missing. We will need the spirit of discernment to identify such people. In Matthew 7 and verse 22, Jesus says, in that day many will say unto me, Lord, Lord, did I not preach in your name, prophesy in your name? Did I not cast out devils in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And he will say unto them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. They were never a part of the fold, even though it appears that they were a part, but they were never a part. They even succeeded in convincing themselves in that delusion that they were part, but they were never apart. 1 Timothy 5 and verse 24. Some men's sins are clearly evident, preceding them to judgment, but those of some others follow after. He is saying that those who are sinning now, for some of them, will see the consequences at this time. But he's saying that for some, their judgment is much later, much later. Folks, I'm saying today that we need the spirit of discernment, or we need to walk in the spirit of discernment, because some false brethren will never be detected until that day from what Jesus has said. Do not fall for the spirit of deception at this time. Test all spirits by the spirit of discernment within us. You are blessed. If you heard me and you have questions, you need a miracle, you need counseling, you need healing, you can write to us via email info@project-charis.org. You are blessed.